In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is again offered for the repose of the soul of David Danko. David Danko. We don't often focus on those first words that are here. Oftentimes, I myself will focus on the end of this chapter 7, this passage right here, verses 12 through 14, talking about narrow gates, broad road. But what about that first part? What does it mean to say, you hear it from time to time, maybe it's become less common in parlance and normal speech, to say, well, do not cast your pearls before swine. Do you hear that often anymore? What does it mean to cast one's pearls before swine? To cast our pearls before swine means that we speak of something that is beautiful and valuable. But when we put it before somebody, they don't see it as such. It's not important to them. It helps them not at all. So that would be an example of me speaking the most profound and sublime mysteries, speaking of them, speaking about the beauty of how awesome our God is to somebody who maybe hates God greatly. If I'm to speak to somebody who hates God greatly, like a pagan or a militant atheist, I should speak about something, not about the high, beautiful sounding words which come from the mouth of St. Bonaventure, because he can't get them, right? He's nowhere on the plane where the words of St. Bonaventure would seem like mere nothingness to him. Instead, if I'm seeking to convert him in some way, I should share with him something that is accessible to him, that in some way has a semblance of truth for him, and then may by lead it. Otherwise, he's just going to cast it aside. But something even worse than that. And I don't think that that's exactly what our Lord was speaking of here. He says, do not cast your pearls before swine. But he leaves that other part there below that we don't normally look at. Where he says, lest they'll do something. And what's that? Lest they trample them underfoot. But then what do they do after they trample them underfoot? That's right, Mabel. They turn and tear you to pieces. They turn and tear you to pieces. They turn and tear you and me to pieces. So sometimes when we go before our lives and we have these great conversations with people, I know, Fabian, you've experienced this, right? Or you go and you speak to God, to guys or gals that you're speaking to, men or women that you're conversing with, about the most beautiful things of the faith, but they're far from the faith. They want nothing to do with the faith. They are antagonistic toward the faith. And though you're preaching the truth, though you're defending the very things that they themselves are attacking, yet to them, they're not pearls, but it's nothing but salt that's lost its savor to them. And so they're easily trampled them underfoot, not recognizing what they are. And then what they do is they turn on you and savage you, to say bad things about you instead, to tear you to pieces. Sometimes when we find persecution in our life, it's because we brought it on ourselves by doing this, sharing the pearls before swine. God doesn't always ask us to give people pearls. Rather, he says, don't give ones who can't receive them pearls. What does that mean for us? That means sometimes when a soul is very antagonistic, when a soul is very far from God, soul is so far from the love of God, rather than answering their question, rather than dealing with the thing that troubles them most, oftentimes, what's the best thing to say? I heard somebody, and I won't say their name, do this earlier last week. Coming up to somebody who was just like that, said, oh son, somebody really hurt you. Daughter, I'm sorry that it happened to you. And in that moment, this person was speaking prophetically. And instead of bringing them something that caused them to rile up and to turn into tear on them by giving them the sublime mystery of the faith, which they themselves were tearing down, instead what happened was something interesting. The heart of that very person began to change. Because maybe that person, maybe they didn't see what it was that they were speaking of. But the Lord gave them a word of knowledge, gift of the Holy Spirit, given a confirmation, and was able to touch the very thing in the soul that needed it, to point out the issue in a way which the Divine Redeemer was reaching to excise, to expose, and to bring healing. And then that went from an antagonistic conversation where they were willing to tear on that person. And then what happened was an emotional release. I can't tell you whether that person converted in that moment. Whether after that moment they totally became an on-fire Catholic or not. In fact, that story is still yet to be written. But that's a moment of following what our Lord says here. You and I, we know the truth. We love the truth. We adore the truth in the Eucharist. The world doesn't value that. We can receive the big things of God. We long for it, thirst for it. Others, they're nowhere on the map with that. So it's better for us to be silent. Make a prayer to the Holy Spirit. Say, Lord, there's something going on here. They're not ready to give what I want to give them. And I don't really want to be savaged right now to bring this upon myself. Say something or do something. Or let me just remain silent and pray for them, so that somebody else will do that. In truth, more often than not, though it irks me, and I'm speaking about Father Burnaby, maybe about none of you, though it irks me to do that, oftentimes, that's the thing that brings about a conversion. It's not on me to do it. Brothers and sisters, it's not always on you to do it. But if we make sure to follow the Lord's words, not cast those pearls before swine, we won't be torn to pieces, for one. But also, maybe, just maybe, when we give room for the Holy Spirit, then a soul can begin to be nourished. A healing touch may be granted. And just as our Lord spoke to the apostles, you marvel at what I've done. You yourselves will do greater things than these. Let our Lord do something maybe a little bit greater in you next time you come into that conversation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.